So Apple quietly removed their 512 GB unified RAM memory that's on their Mac Studio Pros on March 6th. They quietly removed that option of having a massive 512 GB of RAM. Why did they do this? The official release from the official explanation is because RAM prices got too high and they got sucked up by the data centers. And this is a well-known story. RAM is, there's a huge shortage. RAM prices are spiking, but that's never stopped Apple in the past. Apple doesn't care about price, nor do their customers. If there's one thing that Apple customers have proven over the years, is they'll pay whatever they have to pay to get whatever they want. So why did Apple remove that option? Well, I'll tell you why Apple removed that option. Because they were ordered to do so by the Jewish power structures and the CIA and Israel and the Jewish financial networks. Why did they want Apple to stop giving such large amounts of RAM on their computers? That's simple. Because those were the only computers that had enough RAM that could run the Chinese AI model so that you can, like, circumvent and bypass this fucking U.S. bullshit lie. They want you stuck in the lie world of U.S.-based closed-source AI. That's why. Because people were using the Mac Studio Pros with their 512 gigabytes of unified memory to run DeepSeek, Kimi 2, and all the rest of them, Quinn. And they were mopping the floor with the Jew boy, OpenAI, the Jewish Google, the Jewish owned and Jewish controlled Anthropic. They were mopping the floor with it because you could jailbreak the Chinese models. You can't jailbreak Jew boy model and run it on your computer, but you could jailbreak a Chinese one and run it, and you can get it to do whatever the fuck you want. So, absolutely, positively, that's the reason why. Apple is the enemy. They're the enemy. Steve Jobs would never have done that, but that they obviously have something on that schmuck Tim Cook. Fuck you, dude. And now you go to eBay to try to get the last remaining or any of the 512 gigabyte models. It's all scams. Oh, yes, $2,500, and then you click on it, and you buy it, and you never get it. And eBay knows that it's scam central over there. And they will eventually return your money after they've had it for like 30 or 40 days so that they get all the interest payments on that money. eBay's a fucking total inside CIA scam. Total scammer. Total scam. Hey, eBay. They're ripping off money on fake sales of NVIDIA cards and of Apple computers. And then when you say, hey man, I never got it, they say, okay, well, we'll investigate. And then they take like 2 weeks to investigate. They say, okay, we'll return your money. Meanwhile, they've had $4,000 or $5,000 from tens of thousands of people who are getting lured into this eBay trap. Don't wait for the Department of Commerce to investigate that. The head of the Department of Commerce is sucking on as much Jew dick as the President of the United States is, as the head of the Justice Department is, as the head of the FBI is. You can't even get the Jew dick out of their mouths long enough to say, I'm not sucking on Jew dick. They're sucking on that Jew dick. And so is Tim Cook. It's going to get harder and harder to free ourselves from the lie machine. But thanks to the Chinese, they are going to solve the problem for us. They're going to introduce computational systems that will be able to run these large language models soon. Oh, please, hurry, China,